This morning we are with the team in a hearse. With Julian is here with us, Roy, and Tulasi. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning.
Let us start with some facts, maybe first. What hearse stands for? The abbreviation.
Health Education Research Service.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's been going on for last 20 years or something like that.
Yeah, it has been since 20 years. At the beginning, it was based on only the food items, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, actually, we know step back and we just introduce slowly many items for the home needs and everything.
And as far as I know, you also have a certain policy what actually can come in when it comes to the fruits and vegetables, yeah?
Yeah, at the beginning we started only the organic-based ones, actually, and since we couldn't able to just to get enough from Oroville, actually, so we moved on to Pondi to just to get more vegetables to fulfill the customer's wish.
Yeah, because the chefs are also now packed with some items which some Orovillians consider as not really healthy or somehow, but it is the demand for them, right?
No, if we didn't have it here, and of course somehow they are just going out to just to get the things also. So in that way, actually, we are just losing our source, actually, is going outside. So since we want the money to circulate in Oroville, actually, so we are trying to just to...
To provide what people need.
Yeah.
And ask for, okay. Julian, the hearse was now closed for 1 week for renovation, adaptation, and actually... to finish what hasn't been finished for years now, right?
Yes, right. Vinod, in his odd way, decided to leave one of the beams unfinished 10 years ago, saying, we will do it. Well, now we have. It was unplastered, so now we did. That was the main driving force behind us. So it's kind of like a paradigm shift.
Mm-hmm.
And see where we go from here.
So that paradigm shift means also the shift in environment or also in assortment of the products or maybe financial scheme?
It's clearly a paradigm shift and we actually don't know exact shape of how long it's going to take.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure as time goes on, we've just been immersed in dealing with Vino's passing and actually... becoming involved here in a more dynamic way, and so then Tulsi and I were here for the first 6 months alone, just kind of treading water, and then on April 1st, Roy and Kumar joined the team, and the things started to move forward much faster with a real team in place, doing different things, and offering bringing new skills. So. We would like to see a different relationship between the community and financially and hers as time goes by. We have to assess our financial situation to see what's really going on here first. So we're giving it a year to see over a year, the full seasons, what we're really dealing with. And then we can start to make any changes we see would be good to make in that regard.
Roy, you just have joined the team, right? So what do you think? What is your perception of this work here? What is, to you, the most rewarding, interesting?
For me, best is meeting all the Tamil Orovillians who normally I don't know. I mean, I know their names, but I never met them. And so it's nice meeting them on the day-to-day thing and having fun talking to them and joking and all that. So that's nice.
Otherwise, I mean, the hearse is offering the service the Orovillians need.
It's offering a service that the other food distribution centers don't. And either the hope is to improve the quality of the produce, so that has to be organized to have Orville produce here for sale, Orville milk for sale, curd and things like that. But a lot of the products they have that you can't get elsewhere is I think mostly for the Tamil Orovillians who want things that the Europeans don't, and there's products here for Europeans, like the meat section, that you can't get. So a lot of people come from all over the world, actually, for those things.
And as far as I know, there's also lots of guests who are coming to...
the guests come, yeah, sure. Guests and tourists, it's really important. They come from everywhere.
Mm. You think... you have any idea where that paradigm is going to lead you with the Finnish beam and renovation of this place?
The white color is nice, very bright. Uh-huh.
We would like to expand into homewares, you know, more home things that people can, like a small Karen Boy kind of place where people can come.
Like what?
There's a place called Karen Boy on the way to Pondy, and they'd sell all things for the home. Kitchenware,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
All those things that you can't get in Oroville so far. So we have a next floor here that will be opened when we have the finance, and that would already... hers was carrying a lot of these things, but it would become a much more expanded version of that, which will be a great service to the community, I believe.
How much more do you still need to finish the upstairs, roughly?
I have no idea, really. Maybe a lakh. A lakh would do it, don't you think?
Maybe
much
two,
more.
Two to three.
The door will cost a lakh.
Well,
make something nice with nice floor,
yeah.
Nice shelves. Nice displays, plus many lots, and then the products themselves, the investment would be incredibly high, so I think it'll be a while. But, like a new item, we're going to try to introduce would be glass jars instead of plastic jars, so we have to resource where you can find them. Things like this, you know, it takes...
Yeah, the things we need in normal daily life in the households, yeah?
Huh?
Yeah, instead of running to Pondy.
Yeah.
That's the main goal, actually.
Yeah.
The main thing will service is 2,000 Orvillians who need, you know, everything.
Yeah,
basically.
It's true.
And
even school equipment.
They can't get it here, so.
So the main things which you did in this week?
The counter was the main disturbance for each and everyone, for us, at the same time for the customers, at least.
Yeah.
And now, finally, it has been like a heaven for them. And for us to feel comfortable.
Uh-huh. That's Kadapa stone?
And this is granite.
It's granite?
Granite.
What else did you do in a shop in that week of maintenance?
Oh, I mean, we changed a couple of walls. And yeah, as you said, the counter. That was the main thing, really. We upstairs, we prepared a storeroom that's almost finished. So we're just going, this is the main thrust to get this moving. Since we've begun here, we've switched over to a computerized system for our checkout and book our billing. We have a CCTV system throughout the area, so we know where everybody is in the shop at all times. Not that we have a monitor to look at it, but coming soon is a monitor that we can... but anyhow, the CCTV were actually installed very much by the request of the FAMC. I don't think... They were very jumpy about... when Vinod passed, they were very, very jumpy about this whole situation and... very nervous, and so they started making a lot of demands on us on what we should be doing. So I doubt if we would have really put a CCTV system in here right now. It's probably useful in the end, but so these are the big sort of more high-tech things that have happened here, but that happened right away. And we're still working on the computerized billing, but now we'll be going ahead with, now it's part of this new shift that we'll be doing that. So that'll make the thing much more efficient and transparent for us and nobody else.
Passing of Vinod, yeah? Who actually, as far as I know, he was feeding for 2 decades teenagers in Oroville, right?
And... Because after his passing, actually, we were all, missing him a lot, actually. And since after the renovations, actually, and what we feel is, actually, and he might be the first happiest person, actually, to see this situation. And so somehow we are trying to just to take his dream to reach the goal. So we need the support from the people to take his dream and to fulfill the community wish also.
Is there any other wish or a note you would like to convey to the community?
The first thing, when if the community is not there, we are not there. So the main support is from the community. And I thank the community for understanding in all the situations from the day one until now. And day by day, I feel, I mean, people are just showing much difference on her exactly, on the growth of hers. And so I need more support from the community that will be giving us a good energy to just to lead with a good team, actually, and to take, I mean, Vinod's dream and to have the next project that will be starting also soon. So if the community support is more and more, and
then you can materialize it, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for today.
Yeah.